Well, we're located in Niagara, in Pelham and Niagara region. It's me and my wife. We bought a farm about 6 years ago. Then we ended up buying a restaurant. And then we figured the cider's the way to go with it, right? So we started making cider, and then now everything kind of flows. It's just the way it is. That's our story. So
you've come here today with a whole bunch of offerings. What do you have?
We brought six with us today. So we've got our newest one, which is our Farmhouse Funk. It's a wild fermented, or started on wild fermentation, and then we pitched a yeast that was derived from wild strawberries, and then two strains of Brettanomyces. So it's a little bit funky. Just a nice, great sort of farmhouse style cider, 7%. Our Handsome Cab is fermented and aged in cab soap barrels, nice and dry, about 4 grams a liter of sugar. Our Occam's Apple 2.0 is the second version of the Occam's that we did, so that's just a straight up, nothing added cider, just just a nice, clean, dry cider. Our Berry Me D is our berry and wild cherry cider. That, again, no juice extract added whatsoever. It's all fresh fruit from our farm. Berries and cherries just thrown right in the batch as we go. Orem is a single varietal Gold Rush cider. Again, 7%, about 12 grams a liter of sugar. Nice, tart, lots of acidity. We did two batches of that. So one we did that we have here today, which is just straight done in plastic tanks. And then we took half that batch and actually put it in bourbon barrels, which we'll be releasing this fall as well. And the Evening in June, which is our medium sort of sweet cider, 25 grams a liter sugar. We do that with 30% June berries or Saskatoon berries and 7% apples.
Had that last night. It was awesome.
You like that?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Where can you get most of your materials? Because you're pretty new and not really overly available.
No, we're not in the LCBO or anything right now, so just bars, restaurants. Around Toronto, we're available about 5 or 6 places, so Tequila Bookworm, Verst, Bar Hop occasionally, Bar Volo, Cider House, Roncesvalles, and Her Father's as well. And then locally in Niagara, where we're from, in Font Hill, Zest Kitchen, Iggy's Pub, Silversmith Brewery occasionally takes us on, Descendants Brewery out in Waterloo, Brothers Brewery out in Guelph too. So we're expanding sort of every week, right? So next year a lot more to come. So
what's been your biggest challenge so far this year?
Biggest challenge would be working together so closely again, and time is a big one because again, we pressed our first batch in fall last year. We did about 10,000 liters, and we did another 3,000 liter pressing in the spring, and we're selling faster than we can kind of keep it. So this year we're going to triple our production, so we can sit on some product a little bit more, do a little bit more aging and experiments in barrels, and just try some more things. So
can you tell me something about the organization or where you've been connected with that will make me smile?
We have the cutest kitties.
We have 9 cats, hence the cat in front and the pictures there and the one up in the tree there. So that's sort of our niche. So cats make people smile. So does alcohol, right? So
cats and alcohol make a lot of people smile, that's for sure. Do you have anything upcoming that you can speak about?
So this year we're going to do a lot of the same stuff, but we are also doing our first pressings of pears in the next couple weeks. So we're going to be doing a Perry, few different versions of a Perry, as well as a pear and apple blend. And we're also going to do our first batches of ice cider this year too. So that's what new and coming with us. So.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I wish you the best in the evening session here. It's a long day. And good luck with it.
Excellent. Thank you very much.